This is The Real Deal, providing the best insights on buying and selling small businesses. The Real Deal is presented by the International Business Brokers Association, the world's largest nonprofit organization for those helping others buy and sell businesses. Now, here's your Real Deal host, Chris Diglio.
Hello, everyone. It's my pleasure to bring you another episode of The Real Deal. I encourage you to listen closely to today's episode and apply what you hear today, and as I believe it's going to be life-altering. Now, how often do we make excuses for failing to achieve our goals? It could be work, relationships, weight loss, anything really. So often we utter the word but when failing to accomplish things in life. You know, I would have received a promotion, but I could have won that award, but I should have got that listing, but I'm going to ask you a personal question. I want each and every one of you to answer this. How big is your butt? No, this isn't a show about the Kardashians, body shapes, or weight loss. It's the other butt, B-U-T. How big is your butt? And joining me today is Renee Brent. Renee is a number one international bestseller author of the book, How Big Is Your Butt? She's an international speaker and on faculty for the Institute of Interpersonal Hypnotherapy. Renee has been a registered nurse for over 30 years and has worked in ICU, trauma, ER, and recovery room. She helps her clients use the power of the deep inner mind to release subconscious blocks or self-sabotaging behavior in order to reach personal and professional goals. Renee Brent, my friend, welcome to The Real Deal.
Hey there. So happy to be here today.
No, we've talked about doing this for a while.
I always like talking about the butts. Yeah, we have been talking about it, and I love talking about the big butt, for sure.
We're going to talk about big butts today, so.
Yeah.
I read your book a number of years ago and found it absolutely fascinating, and all too often we're defeated and lose before we ever get started with anything in life. You know, people in general, I believe, have a defeatist attitude at times.
You know, we do. And that is actually genetic. It's encoded in our brain. We have this ability to see negativity because, you know, when we were scavenging for fruit, you know, we had to pay attention to the tiger marks or the bear's claws that were there. So we have a tendency to look out for things that are danger. And sometimes that can be a little overwhelming or turn into some kind of habit or state. And the truth is, negativity and looking at the negative creates chemistry that is very addicting. And because emotions really only last about 10 seconds, Chris, and then we have to put another log on that fire. And that negative chemistry gives us kind of a little like a boost, like a little energy where we feel a little bit more alert, a little bit more aware. And we create that again and again and again. And when we settle down, we kind of want that boost again. So we kick it up, stir it up in order to get that boost of chemistry.
I always love talking to you or listening to you talk because it's very inspirational. So talking about inspirational, though, can you share with us what was the inspiration behind the book?
So I started this career after being an emergency room nurse. And I thought that the body was how we felt emotionally. But I understood very quickly that the thoughts really are translated in the physical body. And I started my practice and I was seeing really smart people, business people. 60% of my clients are, you know, men, businessmen from 45 to 65. And I kept hearing the same thing from all my clients, which is, I want to do this, but I really want to make this career change, but I want to start a new business, but. And I understood that we're not taught how to manage our subconscious or unconscious mind. Either word is the same. It just means that it's 95% of what we filter through. It holds our beliefs and our emotions. And we're not taught how to manage it. We're not taught how to be in the driver's seat of that. We're only taught how to go for the ride. And I knew that clients performed better. They had better success professionally and personally when they knew how to manage the subconscious mind. And that's what the whole book is about. Each chapter is a little technique in how to just start gaining that awareness.
But is one of those words that could drive you crazy. I remember a person I met a long time ago, and I'd be in conversation and they would say, well, I agree with you, but, or yeah, I think that's right, but. I'm like, no. Anytime you follow up that sentence with but and give me the differing opinion, you're not really agreeing with me. You're starting to make excuses.
Yes, it can be an excuse, but it's all done subconsciously. right? Some people don't even know they do it. And this is the trick for your listeners and for you, Chris, is that they're usually just talking to themselves. So if they're criticizing you about something, or you feel like they're putting a pause on something, they're really just telling you about their own fears and their own blocks.
So they hide behind their butt.
Yes, they do. They hide behind those big butts. Imagine that.
Okay, so in your book, I'm sorry, in your book, you use terms such as argue for the truth and practice happy. Kind of explain to us what that means.
So the first one, argue for your truth, is really pretty simple. It's just stop believing everything that you think. Everything that you think, just stop believing it. Because you really are running from old patterns and old experiences, because our supercomputer, our subconscious mind, kind of, you know, puts that in a folder, and it pulls it up whenever we need it. So argue for your truth is, even though you're hearing it in your own brain, it doesn't mean that it's true. It's just replaying old scenarios or old things. If you're stuck or you have a challenge in your life, stop listening. Argue for the truth. Is this true? And you'll probably hear maybe. And if it's a maybe, guess what? It isn't true. Because the truth is, when we create something and we see something, we can create that. We create what we concentrate on. So it's really about just shifting our own internal dialogue and saying, no, this isn't true. This isn't my truth. This is old behavior. Because we change every day. And if you're stuck, just ask yourself, who am I today that I wasn't in that experience? How can I do things differently? It's pretty amazing when you do that.
Does that only help us with ourselves? Or does that also help us with dealing with other people and being a little more open-minded and being able to see the entire picture?
So that's an interesting question, because in order for us to be open to others, we have to be open to ourselves, right? So everything really is about looking within, learning to live what I call living on the inside, into our internal mind, our internal thoughts, and then from there creating the success and creating the connection to personal or professional relationships. So it really is all about what's going on for us and how we're perceiving the world. If we have a false belief in our subconscious mind, like not good enough or not worthy of success, everything is filtered that. And I'll tell you what, the conscious thought, those beliefs, they want to be true. So they will align everything so that's true. So if you believe that you're not worthy to have a successful business, you won't. You'll sabotage yourself every single day.
And what about practice happy? Because we also mentioned that.
Yes, I'm a happiness hunter. I love having fun. I have a whole chapter in the book called Have Fun No Matter What. So that's a good lesson. You have to, even no matter how busy you are and your schedule is crazy, you must see some fun waiting for you. You have to practice. You have to create the space. Happiness doesn't come and sit in our lap, Chris. We have to create it. And because we're fighting against this natural tendency to be negative, to survive, everything about us is surviving, we have to practice the state. And how you fire your neurons in your brain, because I've been a nurse for a long time, I'm science-based. So I love how the mind works and how we create these patterns in our mind, in our neurology. Neuroplasticity says that as we fire something, we wire it. So if you're firing negativity, that's going to be your automatic go-to. But if you start pattern interrupting that and start practicing the state of happy, happiness is not the same for everyone. It's different. And I really talk about that in a whole chapter in the book, How Big Is Your Butt? Because I want people to understand your happiness cannot be compared to someone else. It's going to look different for you. So argue for your truth, gain that awareness, and you could start practicing happy. You keep doing that. You keep creating these experiences. And guess what? You will just naturally be a happier person.
This might be an oxymoron, but what about those people in life that appear to be happy being miserable? There are people like that. I truly believe that.
That's safe for them. Yeah. That is really safe for them. I do a lot of work with clients that are like that, but it's affecting their life. It's affecting their business. It's affecting their connections with people. And, you know, that's why it's not coincidence that my practice is somewhere between between 45 and 65, because at that age, we just get tired of it. Our bodies are wearing down from that negative chemistry. And there's got to be something more than that. And when people are tired of it and they feel stuck in their life, and that's when I help them understand that they can create something different. And it's not that difficult. So the part of them that's kind of happy in that negativity, right, is we would talk to it and find out. Because any pattern we have, like procrastination or not making those phone calls or not doing the paperwork, that they think they're helping us. It thinks it's helping us do something. Or we go off and we play, Candy Crush for a half hour and we should have been making phone calls, right? This is all behaviors that's trying to help us in some way. When you go into the deep inner mind, when you go into the subconscious mind, then you can ask it to behave in a different way. And then you start seeing behavioral changes.
So our audience is comprised of business brokers, business owners, business professionals. Mm-hmm. In your book, you talk about things that hold us back, such as fear, worry, anxiety, stress. How can the listeners who are involved in highly stressful jobs overcome the things that hold them back?
It becomes more of awareness for sure. But this is the thing. Hypnosis in the work that I do with hypnotherapy and mindset is really about understanding brain waves. When we're stressed and we're in fear and we're in worry, fear and worry and anxiety are all cousins, by the way. And my next book I'm writing is called What Has Worry Done For You Lately? And here's a hint. It's nothing. It holds you back. And so when we're stuck in that, we're in what's called a high beta brainwave, which is very fast. And we're really just surviving what I call we're just being the zebra. And your body doesn't know whether you're trying to sell a business or you're trying to broker this business or you have a business that's struggling. It doesn't know the difference between that or being chased by a lion. If you're in that state all the time, you cannot create new ideas because there's a part of your brain that shuts down and you don't have access to creative ideas. Your prefrontal cortex just shuts down and you have a hard time finding solutions. We don't remember because when you're the zebra and you just need to run, you're very focused and you just need to go. And so creativity and problem solving is very diminished. So first thing I have people do in my practice is tell them you need to spend some time in a slower brainwave. And that slower brainwave is called the alpha brainwave or a theta, which is, guess what? Meditation or hypnosis. That's all it is. So just taking big, slow breaths in and breaths out will slow down your brainwave, and that will allow things to slow down. But your new ideas or your problem solving cannot be created when you are in fear. You're just going to be the zebra.
Interesting. I listen to the words that you say sometimes, and I try to reflect and look at my life and the things that I go through. And I take that and I try to apply them because I think we should strive every day to be better people or be a better version of ourselves, whatever that means that we could be. So in business brokerage, there's an unusually high failure rate. The statistics are quite alarming. It says 70 to 80% of all businesses listed with brokers don't sell. 70 to 80% of the time, the business brokers are failing. Also, 8.5 out of every 10 people who become business brokers fail. They're out of the business the next year. In fact, I wrote a course for the IBBA, Thriving, Not Just Surviving Your First Year as a Business Broker. And I wrote this because I was tired of hearing people say, if I could only survive my first year, I would get so frustrated. I'd say, why do you just want to survive? That's not good enough. Don't you want to thrive? So what advice would you give business brokers that are going to be dealing with such high failure rates?
I don't like the word failure. I'm not a Facebook post, but I do really subscribe to the idea that we're either winning or we're learning. And even something that doesn't succeed, we're learning from it. Because you could just be learning that's not your path. So I'm very mindful. Words can be very, very sharp to your subconscious mind. And if there's a high statistic like that, I suggest that all of your business people and your brokers shift their perception of what that means for them. Maybe it's just the fact that 20% survive. And to go in the business knowing these statistics, that person has certain characteristics. Wouldn't you agree, Chris?
I would think so.
Yes, which is, I like a challenge. I'm courageous. I'm strong. I'm going to do this. I believe in myself. Those are the things we concentrate on in those moments. There's something that you can do, which is I call beyond goals, which is try to understand. We have three brains, Chris. We have the brain, the mind. We have the heart. These are all clusters of neurons. And we have the stomach. All three have to be in line to find success, professional and personally. So, and if you're trying to make too big a leap over a canyon, you're going to doubt yourself and then you're going to stumble and you're probably not even going to jump. So sometimes you have to make small next step in a business. So the first thing is, when people are stressed, when they're perceiving stress or perceiving failure and not learning, you have to spend time in this altered brainwave. I really like the apps like Calm or Insight Timer or Headspace. Just do 5 minutes. Everybody has time to do 5 minutes of just quiet. Because when you relax your tongue, by the way, Cress, you relax the language centers of your brain and you stop hearing all the internal dialogue. It slows things down. When you relax your jaw, you're sending a signal to your vagus nerve to slow things down. And when you breathe in and slow down, now this is called an alpha sequence. You're slowing down your brain waves. So if you're stressed or you're trying to find solutions or you're feeling really overwhelmed, you have to take it's not our instinct. We want to go, go, go. The instinct should be to slow down for just a few minutes. And that's where you'll find your next small step for solutions and success.
I love how you take a scientific approach to things. I look at things from an analytical point of view, and then I like to combine both of them. And they go hand in hand so often. I look at the course that I wrote, and I talk about writing goals and not just, you know, writing obtainable goals, things that you can achieve. Like if you go, I want to lose 50 pounds. Well, you're not going to lose 50 pounds in a week. So I set my first goal, let me lose 5 pounds. Now, when I lose 5 pounds, let me lose the next five. And so because you're rewarded, it seemed like you're rewarding yourself with success. And then I look at, you know, I look at the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So I talk to people about their failure rates, or I know you don't like that word, but where they've not been successful. And I say to them, well, what are you doing that makes it not successful? Are you taking listings that are so overpriced that you know you're not going to be able to sell them? Are you setting yourself up for failure? So from an analytical point of view, I look at it like that. But then I see your scientific point of view on how that all works.
Yeah. So I have a whole chapter in the book called Breaking the Ego Code, because it's really about getting to that thing that we're filtering through, which is our inner child, our adult ego, and our inner critic. A lot of business people have really strong inner critic that's just that's showing them everything that they're not doing right. It's really hard to find success when you're really getting beat up. And it might have worked in the first part of your career, but I guarantee you it's not going to work later, because we just get tired of it and we're just tired of being beat up. So I really talk to people. I teach a lot of people in my private practice about how to shift the dialogue, how to shift behaviors. But I have to tell you, one of the most important things to for success, absolutely, no doubt about it, is sleep. People cannot find success professionally, physically, emotionally, relationships without sleep. You just can't do it. And so you have to learn how to just quiet. I have a website called practicehappynow.com, which is the landing page for the book. And people can go on there, just put your email in and get a sleep meditation. And it'll help you just change into that natural change in a brainwave, down from this high beta, the zebra wavelength, down to a meditative state. Because every night when you go through sleep, you go through hypnosis. You go through that relaxed state. And it's really important to sleep. And I am just passionate about helping people learn to sleep again. So if you're out there and you're listening, go to Practice Happy Now and just download the recording, and it'll help you sleep. I promise you.
Yeah, I hope they do that, because it'll be an awesome experience for them going forward in life. I made a life change about 20 years ago when I got into business brokerage. I realized all the negativity that was surrounding me. So I started changing things in life. It's no different than eating. You put junk into your body's going to spit out that. You're not going to be healthy. And you do that with your mind, it's going to be the same thing. I found myself starting my day off in a very bad mood. And I realized, well, I'm watching the news in the morning, and the news is certainly not positive. So I stopped cutting off all negative thoughts that were going into my head early in the day, because I wanted to be able to, because in such a, in a, in a profession where there's so, could be so much negativity, I knew I had to have a positive mindset. So what can we be doing each day to transform our negative thoughts into positive results?
First of all, if we're sleeping, then our day is already starting the right way. And I teach my clients how to do something called pre-programming in the morning. You're going through that natural programmable state in that of meditation, hypnosis, when you're waking up. You know, when your arms are heavy, Chris, and you don't want to open your eyes yet. That's what hypnosis feels like. When your mind is in that state, when you're in that brainwave, you're programmable, meaning you have access to your subconscious mind that holds all of our ability for change. And I have people, before you even open your eyes, just see how you want your day to go. See how you want to respond to a difficult situation, or see how you want to eat that day, or how you want to take this meeting. When you do that, it's like you're at the keyboard of your subconscious, your supercomputer, and now you've inserted it, and now it's going to be running that program through the day. Because if you do not do that, you are putting your feet on the floor and you are in an emotional groundhog's day. You are inserting the same crap for the last 10, 20 years, or even the last year if you're in business issues. It's difficult to try change when you put your feet on the floor and then you're already the zebra. So just spend some time in the morning just seeing how you want it to go, and then you can do that. The other thing is spend 5 or 10 minutes doing midday, or when you get home from work, a short 5-minute meditation on one of the apps, or just quiet your mind and just sit for 5 minutes before you get out of the car. This will help. This will slow things down. I don't teach balance in my work. I do a lot of speaking publicly to businesses and organizations and conferences and such. And I do something called creating harmony. I do not like the word balance, because as your listeners know, there are times when you're in the middle of a deal and you have to work 14 hours. There's no balance. You are focused on that. But you have to find harmony, which is, if I'm going to be in this for a while, I know that I have to plan something fun, or I have to give time to my family, or I have to find something that I enjoy doing. And it's really about finding harmony. If you do those things, you'll already start to see changes in your life.
I always loved the name of the book, How Big Is Your Butt? Because one, it's catchy. So it gets someone's attention and they're like, oh, what are they talking about? But I came to realize that we all have these obstacles in our life that are there. And most of the time, if you look in the mirror, you'll find out your biggest obstacle is staring right at you. And it's sometimes yourself, whether it's intentional or not. But once we realize that we are making these excuses, or we have these things that are in our lives, these buts, I mean, is it possible to eliminate the buts from your life?
Yes, I see it every day. I have something which I call best seat in the house, because I see my clients just knock down these buts all day long. And then they start building belief, because the truth is, we create what we're concentrating on. So if you're always concentrating on how the deal's going to go wrong, you're going to create that in some way. So you really have to, the question I want everyone to pay attention is, what are you paying attention to in your daily life? When you do that and you start gaining awareness and you start doing some different shifting of the thoughts, you are now in the driver's seat for success in your business, and you can create what you want. So it's really about gaining awareness and just shifting. I had a guy in here recently who lost a multi-million dollar business. He had an issue with a partner and he lost it. And because of that, he started having some drinking issues, and I specialize in addiction. So we came in here and we shifted it. He shifted his drinking issues. He shifted his perception of what happened and just started another new business. And he's doing really well, and it's his, and he feels really excited about it. So I see people up against a wall all day long, and when they can knock it down or punch a hole in it, it's really amazing. That's why I have the best seat in the house.
That's incredible. And then it has to be rewarding to be able to assist people on a day-to-day, day-to-day making the efforts that you make. And I know you're passionate and you love what you're doing. I listen to what you say, and I know you take scientific approaches, and I often look at tying those things. There are some people that look at religious approaches, but a lot of times you're saying the same thing and it goes hand in hand. Like, you know, you talk about what you put in your mind. If you already feel like you're defeated, you're going to be defeated. You know, mm-hmm. Biblically speaking, it talks about, you know, you get the fruit of your thoughts. So yeah, you gotta put in your mind that, you know, what do you hope to accomplish? And I think you have a good part of it, Renee, is you truly have to believe that you can do it. You have to believe in yourself.
You do have to believe it. But more importantly is understanding awareness of what maybe is preventing you from believing that. It could be echoes of the past. It's really about understanding it. And then you understand that it's smaller than you thought. And then you can shrink and move it around it. And then that's when you move forward. So it is about belief, but it's also understanding that you can gain awareness and you can move past anything that you perceive as a block or a wall.
So Renee, we could talk a very long time and it might be just for my own personal needs, but if you could give the listening audience just one last piece of advice before we end the show, what would it be?
It really would be to stop, just close your eyes, take a moment to understand why you're doing what you're doing. Who do you have to be as a person to find that success? And then understand what the next big, the small step is. When you do that, you're going to just build this bridge and you're going to practice happy and you're going to find the success. You really, everybody is worthy of that. Everybody. And we can only create what we perceive of ourselves. So it's just about just looking within, just, you know, looking that in that space, that deep inner mind, and find out what's there. And I promise you can move forward.
All right, everyone, you've heard a lot of information today. No more excuses. We've uncovered some of the things that hold us back in life. Now let's apply them and see the difference it can make. And Renee, thank you so much for being open and sharing. I mean, again, your passion and the love for what you do for the well-being of others is so evident and apparent. And it just comes through because it's not something you say, it's something you live. It comes out in your words and in your daily walk. And I know there are going to be a lot of people listening today that want to read your book or contact you for more information and would like to change possibly the way they're thinking or be able to get rid of those buts or try to understand what those buts are. Will you share with the audience how they can do this or how they can get in touch with you if they would like to?
Certainly. Anyone who has questions, who just wants to have a quick chat with me, can go to Renee Brent, Brent, hypnosis.com and book a free 15-minute call. If you feel like you need some meditations or sleep, you can go to practicehappynow.com. Just put your email in. You'll get a link and you're off on your own and find it in that way. If you have any questions about the book, if people read the book, just contact me. All of my information is in the book and I'd be happy. I love hearing from readers. I love hearing from listeners because it really is my goal and passion to help people just find that success, whatever they choose.
Thank you very much, Renee. I certainly appreciate you being on today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I appreciate everyone listening to The Real Deal. And when I conduct these interviews or have these conversations, I'm as much as a listener as I am the host. And I learned so much, and I hope you do also. The IBBA and I would greatly appreciate if you please share this podcast on your social media platforms. It's great content for your employees, coworkers, clients, friends, and family. And we thank you so much for your support. For more information on our show or to listen to more episodes of The Real Deal, please visit us at ibba.org/the-real-deal. And thanks again for listening to today's episode on How Big Is Your Butt? It wasn't exactly what you might have first thought, but I'm sure you weren't disappointed. I look forward to talking with you again on The Real Deal.